Welcome everyone to the California Council of the Blind Scholarship Committee Roundtable Discussion for 2022. Today is May 18th. And now that Sarah came, we can start. I'm just teasing. I think most of the committee is here. I'd like to introduce our committee members. I've been chair, I don't know how many years, but before me was Robert Wendt. And before Robert Wendt was...
We think Coletta Davis.
Coletta Davis.
Yeah.
And so the earliest we all can remember is Al Gill being chair. And that's because I know in 1971, I received my first scholarship. So that's why I remember Al Gill. But hopefully we have more people coming. As they come in, they can join the discussion. Don't forget the Got It button. And so I'd like to go ahead and introduce our committee members. We have Rob Turner, who is hosting us. Thank you, Rob.
My pleasure.
And Robert Wendt and Nellie Emerson, Linda Perrell, Leslie Tom, and Jessica Marquez. And we are all here. And Guillermo Robles was with us, but he had to do some weird thing like, you know, go to school and get a job. So he got too busy. So tonight we'll be discussing a lot of things that we hope we'll get to all of it. But I think what I'd like to do is just go around and hear who's here. And raise your hand, please. Because we're recording, it's really best to stay muted unless you raise your hand and Rob calls on us, okay? Thank you. Rob, you want to give the spiel that everybody probably knows but can't remember?
Oh, sure, yeah. So the mute, unmute on the computer is Alt-A. I can never remember what it is on the Mac. Linda, I think you know the answer to that. To raise your hand, Alt-Y on the phone, mute and unmute, *6. Raise your hand and lower your hand, *9.
On the Mac, it's Command Option A.
Command Option A. Okay.
And then, well, that's the mute and unmute, to raise your hand.
And on the iPhone, it's...
Oh, yeah, the iPhone, it's on the mute button. It's usually in the lower left corner. This is not a webinar, so it'll be on your primary screen.
It's that way on the Android phones, too. On cell phones, it's that way for all of them.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so...
Lower left corner.
Right, so if you want to
raise... And I think, raise your hand is under more?
Yeah, hand is under more.
Okay.
Alt-Y, Option Y, *9.
Go ahead, Charlene.
Well, you were wanting us to introduce ourselves, so...
Go ahead.
Introduces me. I'm done.
No.
I'm Charlene Ornelas from San Diego. Been a member of the CCB for a lot of years. I started out in 83. That was a few years. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently the executive director and president of the Blind Community Center of San Diego, running it.
All right.
With help, but run.
Thank you. We're so glad you're here representing San Diego. Okay. Any other hands raised?
Not so far.
Oh, come on, guys.
Are you just wanting us to introduce ourselves, Christy?
Yeah.
I can do that. So I am.
Oh, now we've got raised hands.
See, look at everybody was like, wait a minute,
now
I'm
got...
rude. I didn't raise my hand, but I'll
raise
go
your
ahead.
Hand.
I'm raising it. You can't see it. Ha ha. Okay. So I have Sarah Harris, and I'm happy to be here, and I really look forward to you know, ways that, you know, I can help from the outside with scholarships. You know, I think it's a much important piece of CCB. So please, if there's any way that I can help from the outside, please lean on me.
Thank you, Sarah.
I'll jump in. This is Ed Crespin.
You're supposed to raise your hand.
Well, yeah, maybe I can't do it
because I'm on an iPad. I'm on an iPad.
Yeah.
And I've been with the CCB a long time. I'm currently still working as a rehab counselor. I do have a lot of people on my caseload that I tell them to apply to the scholarship through the CCB. Of course, this year I'm kind of quiet about it. But
well, you had three or four of your clients.
I did. And I'm really glad they applied. And I have quite a few more that I really would like to see them apply to. But hopefully things will change. That's me.
All right. Yeah. Lisa has her hand raised.
Lisa.
I'm Lisa Presley Thomas. I'm from the Fresno chapter and CCB state treasurer. Sarah kind of already took what I was about to say, but obviously I'm always available to help or assist with the scholarship committee. I'm glad that I'm a part of it kind of in the end results when mm-hmm. the disbursements go out. So it's really nice to be able to be a little bit of a part of the scholarship committee. And I'm just wishing and hoping that the scholarship committee can start really getting some good funding and get some money up there to these students. So that's all.
Thank you, Lisa. Lisa. Lorreen has her hand up.
Lorreen.
Yes. Hi, this is Lorreen. And I could say I've been a recipient of many different scholarships. I don't believe I've been on a committee yet for that, but I have helped with advocacy and fundraising before. And so I'd say it's very useful because I would not be continuing my education or be able to participate without people advocating or helping me with scholarship. So I'm just saying as a recipient, I'm very grateful.
Thank you very much. And it's
thank you, Lorreen.
Now we've got Nikki, his hand is raised.
Okay.
Hi, I'm not a member of this committee, but I wanted to find out what it was all about.
Good.
And I've been a member of, and I was waiting for all the committee members to say who they were before I said anything. So anyway, but I've been around the East Bay Center and the California Council for the Blind and well-connected for about somewhere between 17 and 22 years. I'm not exactly sure. My dad was going blind and we got him to the Lighthouse and we got all kinds of things going for him. And one of the things that I had wanted to do when I retired was to read to people. And so when I retired, I went to one of the nursing homes and I found that most of the people there didn't care whether I was there or reading or not. But I was also volunteering at the Lighthouse and they loved to be read to. Mm-hmm. And at that time, the talking books did not have the political kind of stuff that my dad really liked. So I'd get him out of the library and we'd read those books and people just, you know, they just lapped it up. And so I'm still doing the same thing on Well Connected. I have a story time and I've been involved and I'm on a lot of different committees and CDA, CCB. And I've just got all of my folders on the floor because today I was going through and I was organizing everything into their own little folders.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm a little bit confused as to between two committees. So I'm going to have to talk to Chrissy about that. But
yeah,
but I'm really enjoying the work that I'm doing. I always have. My mother and my father were very political and they were volunteering when they had their spare time. And so that's kind of what I've been doing since I retired. And I suddenly realized that because the business we worked in was China Books, we were importing books from China, the People's Republic, and it got sold in 2002. And that's when I retired. That was 20 years ago. And I can't believe it, but I've been keeping busy even before then and since then. I'm busier now than I ever have been before, but I love it. And I, yeah, especially during this pandemic, I've gotten to know so many people that I never knew before. So the pandemic has really brought a lot of good things to people, as well as some bad. But I'm an optimist, so I'm very grateful to be here and to be a part of this organization. And thank you very much. That's it for me.
Thank you, Nikki.
Next, we have Larice.
Good evening, everybody. It's Reese Diamond. And I am with the CCCLB affiliate. I am a frequent scholarship recipient. Just finished up my first year in my PhD program. And I'm here to see what's going on with scholarships because they are so, so helpful. They've helped me so much through this academic journey I've been on. And I also want to see if there's anything I can do to assist the scholarship committee.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, Reese.
Next, we have Anthony.
Anthony.
Yes. My name is Anthony Signal. I presently am president of the Glendale Burbank chapter of CCB. I've been involved with CCB since about 2008, so I haven't been around near as long as a number of people here. Outside of that, I admire all the active members that there are, you know, and all the things that they do for CCB. I personally am kind of staying at the chapter level for the most part. However, I just mentioned to Gabe that I would like to be on a committee. I tried being on the awards committee. I did not find that to be something that I fit in very well because most of the people who were on that committee had a lot more experience with the people in CCB. So they were more familiar on who to put up for awards and such. And I thought it might be better if I hung around for a while before I go back on any kind of awards committee. But I am interested in being on a committee. And as far as scholarships are concerned, I've never applied for a scholarship at CCB because mainly since I've been here, as I understand, scholarships are for people who are seeking some type of like a BA or master's or whatever. And the only thing that I've done while in CCB is I've gone to Valley College and Glendale College to take a few courses here and there. So, but if I ever decide to go back in and get a master's, I may come to the committee and see if I can get a scholarship. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you, Anthony. Yep.
And next, we have Christine Bailey.
Christine.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm the president of the Inland Empire chapter. I've been involved with CCB since 2005. Our chapter is involved in giving scholarships out since 2017. So I've also been involved in going to colleges and disability services, asking people about would they like to put our scholarship on their list and all that. And I'm looking for a committee that I can belong to because I would like to do something, just something to do.
Talk cool. To thank you, Christine.
Bye.
Okay, next we have Regina.
Miss Regina.
Actually,
goodness. It's Mr. Joe. Regina.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Or as Dan Spoon say, Reggie Brink. But anyway. Actually, I am a part of the scholarship committee with ACB Capital Chapter. And I know, was it last year or was it the year before that? We had the Rhonda King Scholarship. And that was not given away for years until Regina came out and put Gene as the chair and had me and a few other people on there. And of course, we finally gave it away. And of course, she also won a scholarship from the CCB as well. And so I was very proud to be a part of that. And of course, I'm always willing to help the scholarship committee if you guys ever need any assistance as well. So,
well, thank you, Joe.
Okay, next we have Nelly.
Nelly.
Hi, good evening, everybody. I'm Nelly Emerson, and I have been a member of CCB since 1970, and I am a member of the scholarship committee. It really gives me great pleasure to serve on this committee because I think that students are amazing and they need financial support to get through all their programs and things that they are responsible for during their schooling. So I really consider it a privilege to serve on this committee. I'm also on the board of directors of CCB. And I hope that, you know, as time goes by, any of you that are on this call are, you know, if you're interested in serving on this committee or helping in some way, you know, please get hold of Christy and go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Nellie. And we appreciate you being on the committee. I love our we really have a tight team, and when the chips are down, we're up, and it's just such a pleasure to be a part of this committee.
Well, I guess since there are no hands raised, I take my turn. It's Rob Turner, and I've been in the CCB since the early 70s, similar to Christie's lengthy membership. So that goes way back. And I'm the second vice president reelected, fortunately. And I'm glad to be on the committee in the sense that it's inspiring to meet the young people and all the different things they're doing. Their aspirations are so different than mine would have been. They're just their willingness to explore new opportunities, new fields of study, that kind of thing. And of course, technology is making a difference in the way they study and what's being studied. And that's about all I've got. I'll keep it short.
Thank you, Rob. And I appreciate you because you've been on longer than me. And so has Robert Wendt, who I hope will raise his hand to talk.
Okay, Robert.
Do I have to raise my hand or
no,
can I just
go ahead?
No, go. Go for it.
I'm not a joiner. I like to be a rebel. So I've been with CCB for about 20 years, something like that, 21 years, somewhere in there. I've been on the scholarship committee, I don't even know how long. I can't even tell you how long. probably about 15 years. That's about right. 14 years, 15 years, something. But to me, it's super gratifying. I work with students at a university. So I teach classes. I'm a counselor. And so for me, I'm super involved. And I see the struggles students go through. And I don't work in disabled students, although I do work on a job placement contract with the Department of Rehabilitation. So I work with the workability program. And one of the things that's really fun is seeing these students talk about their career goals and what their aspirations, like Rob was touching on, and the variation of aspirations and how broad the choices are. You know, just watching Reese and yeah. Her journey has been really exciting to me, and just to see the change. And as she's gone through and learned more, she's made subtle shifts, and it's just been so exciting just to watch that one, you know, just this one person, you know, and to see the changes that have arisen just from her experiences in academe. So it's been really exciting, and you know, just multiply that by each student. And it really is my joy. I should have retired 4 years ago, and I'm still working. So that'll tell you how much the students mean to me. So I'll quit talking.
Thank you so much, Robert.
And next we have my committee teammate for the last few years, Leslie, and you got to have to unmute, Leslie.
Okay.
There you go.
And I'm Leslie Tom, and as several have said, I've been in CCB now since probably 1980 or 81. It's really been a great thing, you know, moving along with a lot of these guys. I mean, I've known Rob since way back then, and I've met several of the people along the way. I was on the CCB board while I was a student, which was kind of the first time. I think it was the first time they had one on there at that point.
A student, yeah.
In 1984, 85. That was kind of a great experience, and I fought for it, boy. it was good. But we, you know, I went after it and showed that as a student, you know, I could get out there and get involved and get onto the CCB board and be a part of things, even as a student, you know. I got scholarships a couple of times, and I like being on the scholarship committee because, as others have said the same, I really like seeing these students and seeing exactly where their, you know, goals are, what they're looking at doing, and then possibly a year or two later, looking at how things have developed and what they're looking towards again, and seeing if they've developed more so, or if they've actually changed their mind, you know, which happens quite often. I mean, actually, with technology and all that, things do work out a little more so now. I know when I was a student and having to go through and actually sit down at the typewriter and type your papers up. And,
that's right. It was BC, before computer.
and not being able to say, oh, well, I have a copy of that. I'll just edit it and go sit down and, you know, retype this one little section. No, you had to retype
the whole thing.
Whole thing, because it all had to be done by with the papers in the right spot. You know, you couldn't just rearrange it, you know. You had to retype the whole thing. So it's been a really good experience, and you know, seeing how things are done now and how the students are making it along the way, and I really enjoy that part of it, and talking to the students when we are doing the interviewing, and, you know, just getting to see where they're at and how they feel that they're progressing, and seeing the enthusiasm in their, you know, work and what their goals are, and like with Reese, and, you know, trying to, you know, just check from time to time how their goals really are advancing. And it's great. So I think it's a really good committee to be on. And I think people should, you know, consider becoming a part of this committee. It's a good one.
Thank you so much, Leslie. Who started first, you or Robert?
I was on the committee. I believe I was on the committee before Robert. But then I don't know what happened.
I think you were the longest historical member.
Yeah, from this group.
From this group. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I don't think we've heard from Linda yet, have we?
No.
Nope.
No, you have not. That is because I am so shy and polite.
Oh, Linda, shy. Yeah, Linda, and I can see too.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Anyway, my prosthetics.
Good evening, y'all. It's wonderful to be here with the Scholarship Committee. I came to CCB in 2005 when I moved out here from the Boston area, joined San Francisco chapter, almost immediately got conscripted by Winifred Downing to be on the chapter level effort that turned into the what we have now, the Student Education Access Grant, which I've been the chair of for a number of years now. Sort of in the, I don't know, around, I can't remember when, I think Donna was president, Robert was chair of this committee. I got conscripted onto this committee, and I was immediately partnered with the wonderful Jerry Consular.
Yes,
So I learned so much from working with Jerry. He was so devoted to this project. A little later in time, a couple of years ago, I joined the ACB Scholarship Committee because I just love scholarship committees. Anyway, I stepped away from that this year, although I may go back. But the thing about scholarship committees, it has so many ramifications and ripples outward. One thing that comes to mind is that the students who apply get to see a variety of successful blind people. So they have something to look forward to in their careers if they're, and we can talk, we can support them in their struggles. And, you know, we talk about how it was when we had to use the Smith Corona large print typewriter and blah, 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 and DOS and all that stuff and get a smile out of that. But at least they see that we struggled too. And they have some advantages now that we didn't have, but some challenges that we didn't have as well. And so that's one thing. But for me, one of the major benefits of having a scholarship program is that it motivates all of CCB's members to be involved and to care about this project by, you know, you go to a banquet, they're giving money hand over fist. General fund, yeah, they get some money, but who gets the money? Scholarship committee.
Yeah,
because people care about making sure that we have that option. So I would hate to see that go away. I don't think it ever will. And as soon as we can get the logjam cleared out and get unstuck, then we can go back to raking in the bucks and handing them out to all the deserving students. I think the next challenge, it would be wonderful to get some new members. I was talking to Jeff Tom today, and I was like, I think that a fair percentage of this committee has passed Medicare eligibility age, so that it's important for us to get some new blood for the committee. So we're happy that there are folks on the call interested in joining us. And, you know, that is it for me right now. Thanks.
Thank you.
No hands raised, but I noticed Jessica hasn't gone yet. So if you can unmute and.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Jessica Marquez. I became a CCB member in 2017. I believe I joined the scholarship committee in 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I believe it was Robert that recruited me.
Yep.
Because we are in the same chapter. I am currently an adjunct professor at both Coastline Community College and also at Long Beach City College. So I have seen firsthand how scholarships truly, truly help students. especially right now during this pandemic, or just previous pandemics, recessions, especially since I work at the community college level, the diversity in those colleges, not just talking about ethnic diversity, also socioeconomic diversity. Mm-hmm. So even though districts are providing what they know as the college promise, where students are promised a year for free at community college if they go to their district, that doesn't really cover their book expenses, medical issues that they might have, taking care of family members, or technology, because laptops or transportation. Right now, or transportation too. So scholarships truly help students, you know, find their independence. And it is just a pleasure speaking with all of these wonderful students and interviewing them as well, specifically since I'm a communication studies major. I love to talk and love to hear people talk. So it's just a pleasure being with these lovely individuals and beautiful souls that are here to help students achieve their dreams and beyond. So I want to thank all the members of the committee. And if anybody is looking to join, please join. We're a cool bunch.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. Is that it for anybody who wants to talk?
Have we heard from Sarah already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I'd like to just kind of make a remembrance of some people. Coletta Davis was a very, very wonderful chair. She chaired the committee for a long time. And she has, of course, gone before us. Al Gill, Jerry Consler was invaluable. And I didn't realize he was a doctor, professor, if I'm not mistaken. Very talented. And if I'm incorrect in anything I'm saying, you guys jump up and tell me, because, you know, we need to. I know there are other people. Somebody, Rob, you were saying Alice Fornia, I believe she was on the committee.
I think so. That would be way back in the 70s, early 80s.
Yeah. But we've had so many wonderful people as a part of this committee, and, you know, people move forward or, you know, leave us for whatever reasons. And I know that I asked to join the committee. I don't know how many people were asked to join the committee, but yeah. We were kind of reminiscing at, as far as kind of who was on the committee and could, you know, I was hoping that Roger or Bob would be on the call, but neither one of them, and Donna or Mitch, but I guess they weren't able to make it. I know Bob asked for the link and I sent it to him, so I don't know what happened. But I'd like to just kind of reminisce and talk a little bit about what kind of recipients. We had a lot of people apply, and sometimes their grade point average just wasn't quite up, or we had too many applicants and not enough funds, or we had, you know, maybe they were too part-time, because we do ask that people take at least nine, right, Robert, 9 units, for undergraduate?
Actually, we've been, you know, that's something we discussed, yeah. Is the 12 units versus, yeah. Because the DSS offices or DSPS offices are actually recommending 9 units to a lot of students. And in some cases, they're actually not even letting students register for 12 units. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a discussion the committee has to, in fact, actually now is probably a good time while we're not giving scholarships. Maybe that's something we should do, is meet and discuss that and a few other issues. So,
yeah. And then, thank you. And then we were talking about, you know, what kind of questions should we ask on this scholarship form? How much is too much? What about the interview questions? You know, we came up with interview questions and then we ask them and then we say, oh, that didn't quite work out the way we thought those questions were going to. Before Robert, you can speak to this. Since I've been chair, I've had interview teams. And Robert and Leslie, you guys can talk to, and I think Linda, how did you, I think you just interviewed one person interviewed.
I started teams.
Did you start teams? Okay.
Yeah, I started teams. Okay. And I think they had teams before though, didn't they, Leslie?
Yeah,
they had teams
it just
before.
Seemed to work. They didn't officially have teams. People would just say, oh yeah, we'll do that. We'll call them or we'll, you know, but it worked out best that way because then you had a couple of perspectives and people looking at how, you know, the students were. They had a couple of people's ideas. We came and then came up with questions, and that had a lot to do with Jerry came up
yes.
with a lot of the point scale and the questions and things.
Yeah, the rating scale.
Mm-hmm. The rating scale and all that. Yeah.
Jerry and I worked on that together.
Yeah, you did that. You did that. Yeah,
we did. Sure. Yeah, we got that. That's part of this started. And so, because we wanted more of an objective measure. So that it would be, you know, more equitable. And so that's where that came from.
Right. I guess I can say that I started assigning teams.
You really established it. You know?
Yeah, and I started assigning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you really made that, you know, really concrete. So,
Thank you. And I started writing down policy and calendar, and we have some of this stuff. But, you know, in CCB, a lot of things were not in writing. Whatever committees that I've been on, and whatever things that we've done at CCB, things have not been in writing. And so the problem is that, you know, we leave and younger people come behind us and they don't know what we did or why we did it. And so why reinvent the wheel? Policies can change, but at least we have something to look at. We had various students of scholarships. And so every time there was a social worker, I got all jazzed up because, of course, I'm a social worker. So I think everybody should go into social work. Right, Linda?
there's no money in it, but
no,
it's
but
good
it's
work.
it's wonderful work. But we had some really interesting people, like this architecture guy that Robert, you had him, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I can't remember his name to save my life.
I know. We don't need to mention names. It's okay.
But he was a doctoral student.
Yeah,
I mean that was the other thing that was interesting. But he was studying
life.
He's studying
that at Berkeley. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he was studying light, and that's what really made it interesting. Is he was studying light, its use, and he was to the point where he couldn't really see the light anymore, but he had vision, so he had some point of reference, and really bright guy. But you know, that's just one of those unusual things that you wouldn't necessarily think that a blind person might study. And that's what we were talking about earlier with, you know, new technologies and things that blind people can do. It's really, I think that's the most exciting part of the committee, is seeing that students are seeing no limits, and in you know, kind of the Department of Rehab's newer policies too, for those that are with the Department of Rehab, the department's seeing that these things are possible
and right.
supporting students' goals. That's also, you know, a part of this puzzle, and that's exciting to see too.
Right.
We have a new participant, Meryl okay. Schechter, has joined. I don't know if we want
Meryl, welcome.
Hi. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, everybody. You guys are doing a great job with CCB. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I know you said you were going to come, so here you are. So
yeah, great. I'm Yay. Here. Awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Welcome.
You're welcome.
Christy, I'm wondering, we should talk about our partnership with Active Blind.
Yes, that's where I was going to go next. And that is, we have partnered with Active Blind Incorporated, which was a very established CCB chapter back in the 60s and the 70s. And Anthony G. Menino, Tony Menino, was a CCB president, and he left a legacy with Active Blind Incorporated, which basically is more of a social group now. I did invite a couple of people, and unfortunately they're not here either, but John Mavis, we worked with him, Frank Tucker, and their CEO now is Nicholas Gilmore, who is the nephew of Tony Menino, and they've been wonderful to work with. Great. What's really been fun, we did and it wasn't me, it was Robert Guillermo, actually took our what is it, the Song and Pony Show, or whatever you want to call it, to Active Blind Incorporated, and actually took the stories of some of our scholarship applicants and recipients to their meeting and talked to them about some of the winners. And gosh, Robert, that was like, you did it twice, right?
Yeah.
And then the pandemic happened. So yeah, that was,
sadly.
Yeah, that was really awesome. And I think after that, Active Blind Incorporated had a lot more buy-in. In 2020, we got a scholarship grant from the community. Oh, come on, Christy.
California Community Foundation.
Thank you, Rob. And that was, oh my God, we had so much fun giving away that money. We're like, wow.
That's true.
And we had a lot of recipients, and basically almost everybody got a nice scholarship. So it's so fun when we get to do that. So the thing that I'd like to bring up now is, who on this call has actually received a scholarship from CCB Scholarship Committee? Besides me, I received several, and I received my first in 1971 as a freshman at Loyola Marymount University.
And I received one, Rob Turner, in the early 70s.
Not, I did, Leslie.
Anybody else?
I have received membership scholarships.
Right, but not from the CCB Scholarship Committee.
I'm not legally blind. I'm only
Yeah, I know. That's a frustration, too.
I did back way in this, I think it was 70, when I got a $50 scholarship.
But you know, $50 is a lot of money back
then. That
paid for a lot of stuff.
Yep, paid for your books back then.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you know, when people get scholarships, and I know there's someone else who needs to say something. But when people get scholarships and they're on rehab, they don't, that doesn't count. It's their money and it doesn't count toward rehab services.
Right.
So I know we have at least one more person who's received scholarships. I already mentioned it, but
I'd like to add something else about what you just said about the money. The other thing that's really nice is because the money goes directly to the student, it does not get counted against any other financial aid because it doesn't go to the financial aid office.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And oftentimes other scholarships go to the financial aid office and that gets counted against their financial aid package. And then their financial aid is decreased by the amount of that scholarship.
Right.
So that's one thing that's really nice about our scholarship is that it doesn't get counted against their existing financial aid.
Or SSI or anything else.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's a wonderful thing. So Reese has received several scholarships, as she said. And like, it's just been wonderful watching her. I think Ed is a vocational rehabilitation counselor, and he has by far been the counselor that has, he should get an award for sending the most students to fill out. And some of them he sent haven't filled the scholarship applications out, but I know that they have been recommended to. So his belief in the scholarship committee, I think has changed a lot of people's lives. I was hoping that some of the other winners would come on to be able to tell us about some of the things that they're doing, but I can tell you that I have one person who graduated with her Master of Social Work, and she's working in the field of social work. And studying for her license. I know we met with someone, I met up with a couple of people and they said, your scholarship helped me out so much. I'm not going to school anymore. I'm now working. And that just feels so good. And it's just like us, Rob, you're retired?
Yes.
I'm retired. Leslie, are you still working or are you retired?
I'm retired right now.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing right now. I mean, yep. I'm not working with the state anymore, but I'm still working part-time doing what I want to do. So.
Yeah, me too.
Before we move on, does anyone want to make a comment?
I was just reflecting back a little bit. It's not necessarily that germane, but when Linda was talking about the typewriters, and I just think, I mean, I could have been so much of a better student in terms of my production, you know, than I was. I mean, I remember I took an English class and I had to go into the darn office and type in the type in the answers, and it was terrible because you'd kind of forget exactly what was written, which you'd already written, and it was just it was very difficult. Now, and again, I know there are challenges for the new students as well. I completely understand accessibility issues with Blackboard and some of these online systems and so forth, but it would be, I don't know. I wouldn't mind being a student again in some ways, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
Me
you.
Too. Yeah. I miss being a student, really. I liked it. I enjoyed being a student at the time.
I think being a student is one of the hardest things that we'll ever do. Right, Lorene? She's working.
Yes, I just finished one of my last projects. I'm down to one final. Yay!
All right, our daughter called us up today and said, "I finished." She's graduating with her Bachelor of Social Work on Friday.
Wow. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my next, and basically, except for getting last comments and thoughts, my next topic is talking about what do we want and what do we need in a person's a dedicated scholarship committee member. So who wants to start that discussion?
I'll start, Linda.
Okay.
Well, one advantage that it has is that it is somewhat seasonal. It has a busy season, and then it has a time of year where it's a little less busy. So that if anybody's thinking about the busy lifestyle that they have, this is not going to eat up your time 24/7, 12 months a year. It's definitely manageable in terms of time. It's intense when we're going through making sure that all the applications are in and reviewed and the interviews are done and the awards and so forth. But then there's a nice little break after that until it's time to start it all over again, almost like being in school again.
Yeah.
Charlene has her hand raised.
Okay, Charlene.
I'm going to unmute. Yeah, I think one of the things is to have a person with a really open mind who can think outside the box. It's like the gentleman that's, though he's lost his eyesight, is wanting to do some work with light. I remember there was someone years back that wanted to get a degree in design.
Yes.
And those are ideas that people go, oh, you're blind, you can't do that. No, let's not go, you're blind, you can't do that. If they can find a way to do it, then let's support them.
That's right. And we often give resources. That's another thing that's fun about the committee is we give resources. Would anybody else like to add to the discussion about what we would be looking for in a scholarship committee member? I mean, these days it's really important to have good computer skills. And if you may not have as great of computer skills, not every single one of us on this committee are computer literate or computer savvy. But we work together so that one person's strong suit fits another person's, you know, kind of weaker area. You know, we really work to get teams together that can complement one another.
And I think it's worked out pretty well since I've been on the committee. We've had good teams that have supplemented each other and worked together and figured out how to do it, you know. So it's, I don't think anybody should be intimidated about joining the committee. I think we're all pretty friendly and want to help as much as we can, do what we can.
And as Charlene said, you know, it's the being open, being flexible. It's the, oh crap, we got to call a meeting. And every single person on the committee came. I mean, that's happened several times. Or being honest enough to say, you know, no, I can't do this day. I don't want to do committee meetings on Fridays. Or I don't want to do committee meetings on Sundays. I want to spend time with my family. And we've had those discussions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And working out, working with your team member, you know, to really work out saying, I can't do this part of that particular assignment, but I can do, you know, this part or whatever, and working out, because that's what I have had to do. I'm not great at working on the computer, but Rob and I worked out certain things, and we we, you know, got through, and it was great.
You not only got through, you were a dynamic team.
Hmm. Yeah.
And still are. Just we can't use it yet.
could I say one more thing? Looking forward, I think one of the challenges of our committee, and we'd love to have new input from new members on this going forward, is how to retain students as members of CCB.
Yes.
And we want to increase our connection with us newly strongly constituted membership committee to try to begin to make that happen. Because look, you know, all the folks that are on this committee and stayed members for years and years,
right,
we're not seeing that level of retention at the moment. And that'll be one of our focuses going forward, I think.
Right. And another task, that a loving task for CCB chapter presidents and affiliate presidents, is that if you see a name, go get them.
Yeah, that's one thing that Bob was talking with Bob yesterday, and he just wanted to make sure that we're doing everything we can. I said, well, yeah, we always, you know, I know, Christy, you've been very good about referring winners to their chapters, you know, when they're in the area and so forth. And so I definitely gave them the assurance that we were always, you know, very, very conscientious about doing that. Doesn't mean we're always successful.
No. Yeah.
If you have good skills, I know some of the problems that we've had is, you know, keeping track of the files, putting the files in Dropbox. Rob and Guillermo and Robert and Jessica have been great at that. Again, keeping the calendar so that we don't miss deadlines. Calling meetings and presenting good minutes for the meetings, getting buy-in from the students, reaching back to the students when they reach out to us and ask a question. So, you know, it does take a lot of coordination, but like we said, in the long run, it is just so worth it. Would anyone else like to make a comment?
I'd like to add, you do have to be invested. I mean, you do have to really want to be committed to the growth of young folks. You know, you got to really want to be involved, because I think we find in a lot of cases that we're mentoring as we're doing this process.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that we're, you know, Christy mentioned earlier that we're often giving information about resources and things that they can do and accommodations they can do in the classroom. Because sometimes when we're interviewing, we're finding that a student doesn't know about an accommodation that they're entitled to, or that there's a tool out there that they can use in the classroom, or a device or whatever. And so we find that oftentimes we're giving advice while we're interviewing and that kind of thing. So you've got to kind of be open to being able to share and give information while you're interviewing and maybe working with the student and following up as part of that process.
Right. And blindness often is not their only disability. More often than not, blindness is not their only disability. And we have a lot of cultural considerations. And so to be culturally sensitive and I want to say almost a cheerleader. You know, sometimes people are afraid. They're afraid to talk about their, you know, what do I have problems with? Why am I why am I not quite making it? And so, you know, it's nice when people reach out. So they can reach out with the positive stuff, and they can reach out with the, whoops, something, this isn't going so well. Okay, what are you doing? How are you handling it?
Christy?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. I can bring up an example from when I was at Santa Rosa Junior College as a tutor. I was helping my Chinese friend, and she's an architect from Shanghai, but she got a job here as a graphic designer. But before that, she needed to apply for, you know, a California residency to show she was, you know, a resident for so long, so she could get a discounted tuition, so it wouldn't be like international,
right,
or out of state. But she had trouble at first writing like the scholarship, explaining, you know, why she should be accepted, you know, or what qualifications, because in her culture, you weren't supposed to ever express your accomplishments. You're supposed to downplay them.
Right.
So it was very difficult at first for her to understand. Here you have to sell yourself almost.
Yes. Yes. Concept. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you. There are a lot of cultural considerations. A lot of people that we have interviewed have been working and going to school. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have families, and a lot of them are newly blind. Yeah. And it's just amazing to see. I mean, it's so exciting. So would any committee member like to make any comments, and then we can entertain any kind of questions or comments from those who may be interested in serving on this committee? Okay.
Well, Nellie has her hand raised.
Go ahead, Nellie.
Well, I just want to make sure that anyone who is interested in participating with the scholarship committee, we work as a team, and you would get all the training, you know, necessary to accomplish the tasks that we do on this committee. Nobody is, you know, expected to go it alone, and there will be a lot of training and support.
And we appreciate other talents that other people have too.
I'm wondering, we do have a protocol for CCB for committees, and that the person needs to talk to the committee chair and to the CCB president to be appointed to a committee, so mm-hmm. that it's okay, I think, if everybody says, yeah, I'd love to follow up on that this evening, but there is a procedure.
Right, there is.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm asking if anyone has any questions. So if you're interested in serving on this committee, you would contact Gabe, and it would be nice to send a copy to me so that I know. So you would send a copy to Gabe. I mean, send a message to Gabe, email, expressing your interest. He is the ultimate appointer to the committee. So, you know, if you have any questions for us, you know, you can send an email to us. It's ccbscholarships@gmail.com. If you have any questions, you could send an email to ccbscholarships@gmail.com. And go ahead and email us with any questions that you have, and also email Gabe if you're interested. And you can express interest, and then you can say, yeah, I want to, or I don't. Nothing is set in stone. Sometimes people serve for a season, and sometimes they serve, you know, for many years. It's It's a wonderful place to be. Good to feel like you're giving back, broadening your scope of getting to know people. And then there's nothing like when you guys say there's nothing like when these folks get their scholarships and it's like, you know, wow, we did this. It's like, wow, that's our baby.
Yeah, I definitely feel like we accomplished our nice goals at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. And we can't wait for the suspension to be lifted so that we can, you know, give away money because that's what we love to do. So any final comments or questions from people that are not on the committee?
Anthony has his hand raised.
Anthony?
Yeah, I was waiting till the committee members got done with their comments, and it was a very interesting meeting. I did want to make a couple comments. One is that we have a couple scholarship winners in our chapter, mm-hmm. Moses Bapafemi and Andre.
Andre Green.
Green, yeah. They are both in our chapter. And I'll be talking with them a little bit about letting them know that, you know, I was at the meeting listening to what was going on. I also wanted to make a comment on, I was interested in hearing what you said about the idea that this scholarship does not affect other financial things, because one of the things that I went through with rehab was I went and I got my, they helped me get my BA degree. And at that point, after that, they were saying, well, you know, we're kind of walking away from doing much with master's degrees and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I did mine too.
So I went into a jobs program and I'm in there and I'm working to, you know, to basically get ready to go get a job and stuff. And while in the group, I mentioned that I was thinking of going and getting a master's degree, and I was tossed out of the group because of it. So I don't feel that rehab a lot of times is very helpful in some ways. So I was glad to hear that you guys, you know, if you do give a scholarship to someone, it isn't affected by what they may get from rehab or other financial.
You don't even need to tell your rehab counselor.
Right. So that
some of them are cool, like my husband.
Yeah, right. Well, I happen to have one that was a number of people I've worked have talked with who worked with her did not feel she was very good. But it, you know, I don't know. At any rate, I wanted to mention that, and I will talk with Andre and Moses to let them know that I was at the committee meeting and was thinking about perhaps joining down the road. So
cool. Thank you, guys. Anthony.
Yep.
Sarah has her hand raised.
Sarah?
All right, friends. So here's one of the things that I really want to make sure that we do. So I'm going to say it here so that it's recorded, right? Mm-hmm. When we look at our next scholarship winners, I would really like to work in collaboration to make it sparkly, fantastic, spectacular for them for the convention, to come up with a way that we can really honor them, honor their accomplishments, and you know, really welcome them into our community. So just that I wanted to throw it out there in the universe that it's out there. You guys catch it and hold me to it. Okay.
Right. Because one of the things that has happened, we've had some different receptions. Some have been better than others. We've had late banquets where they've been kind of set aside, and that's kind of frustrating. We've had some good banquets where we've had several winners and they've been able to, you know, their story has been told. So it's just been kind of a hit and miss. And I totally agree with you.
Reese has her hand raised.
Reese?
It seems like I should know this. Does being on the scholarship committee preclude one from receiving a CCB scholarship?
Yeah, because it's a conflict of interest.
Okay. Because, yes, while I have an adjunct position, it's not guaranteed and it's only part-time, so I would be trying to get a scholarship.
That's okay. We're waiting until you get all done with school, girlfriend, and you can come on the committee.
Okay.
Because you know the drill.
Right. Save a space for me.
That's right.
This is Ed. I want to jump in. As a rehabilitation counselor and still working in rehab.
Wait, we can't hear you. You covering up.
Keep in mind that.
Yeah, there you go. Up.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah,
as a rehabilitation counselor, keep in mind that if you are looking for a higher education or even just a BA degree, appeal the process. Don't just walk away and say, okay, well, they can't help me. Because the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation has really gone taken a different direction than it was when I remember Christy going for her master's and they tell her no. And fortunately we were able to get her into it. The school got her into a paid internship and that helped a lot.
And I got a scholarship.
And she got a scholarship. But rehab will pay for master's and will pay for PhDs. I paid for two PhDs, and don't let the counselor intimidate you. And that's why it's very important for those who are on this committee to really emphasize to the scholarship participants to work with a rehab counselor and don't let the rehab counselor intimidate you, because we will pay all the way up to PhDs. I've done twice already.
Hmm.
Yeah, pay for law school. Hey.
Yeah. I paid a couple of law school and a PhD and several masters when I was a rehab counselor.
Yeah, I paid for a law school. Unfortunately, the person couldn't pass the bar.
Oh.
Nikki has her hand raised.
Nikki?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, it probably takes me longer to unmute than you because I can never find my phone. It's always late. Because I'm always on the earphone. But at any rate, I very much enjoyed this meeting. And I would love to join your committee, but I am absolutely totally overloaded. However, I would like to come to the meetings and maybe see an application in case I run across somebody. And I could say, hey, you know, you could get money doing this. So I want to find out more information about it, because you never know when you're going to run into somebody who needs help. And if I have the information on the tips of my fingers, then maybe I can be helpful, or rather than say, oh, gee, I don't know. But then again, I could refer them to you. But I'd kind of like to be around and listening and see what's going on and see what the newest things are, if that's okay with you guys.
Right. Once the application process is open, the application is available for anyone to look at on the CCB website.
Oh, great. Thank you very
much. So that's just the easy way to, you know, go on the CCB website. The other thing is that we look for letters of recommendation. So, you know, if you know someone and we really want the presidents of chapters to write, if they're members of chapters, or other chapter members, people that they know, to write letters of recommendation for these folks. And unfortunately, scholarship recipients need to be legally blind. I know it's really hard for people like in your situation, Lorene, where you're not quite there. And I know other people, it's just been like, wow, how come this person didn't apply? Well, because they're not legally blind. Oh, gosh.
Christine Bailey has her hand raised.
Christine?
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. Because number one, our chapter does scholarships. And I do have two ladies that we just recently, during the pandemic, gave two scholarships to San Bernardino College. When I went through this process to end up getting them, I was finding out that they didn't even know about CCB scholarships or ACB scholarships when I was dealing with a lot of these counselors and stuff. So how do you go about putting yourself out there to get to these colleges to know that you're out there giving these scholarships?
Right. And, you know, back in the olden days, we could send to everybody and his brother and sister. But because of HIPAA and other regulations, you know, we would get lists from Disabled Student Services. But we cannot do that anymore. So we have to depend on, you know, getting the notices out to the various services to students with disabilities, putting it out in Peterson's. I can't remember the exact name of it, but, you know, they're making sure that it goes out in several locations. So, and then when you see people, when you hear people, you know, let them know. We send out things to the list and to the and to the CCB happenings. And so if you see it, spread the word. Share this information with people. I mean, we can't do anything right now, but boy, as soon as the suspension lifts, you better believe it, we're going to be boots hitting the ground, because we don't want to lose this process. This is a big part of CCB.
Second part of my question is it for universities, or do you also do for community colleges?
Anyone who is taking at least 9 units, who is going, is a resident of California, no matter where they're going to school, can qualify.
Christy, can I add something?
Uh-huh.
Small little add-on. Uh-huh. Basically, the junior college, you know, Santa Rosa is doing 6 units because they said Stanford and UC Berkeley were now authorizing 6 because of the pandemic, because I guess the challenges with remote and virtual learning are greater than normal part-time for disabled students. So they've made 6 equivalent to 9 right now.
Right. Right. But we're looking at full-time, not part-time enrollment.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good questions. Any other questions?
Christy, it's Sarah. I don't have a question, but I just wanted to tell everybody I'm going to hop off, because speaking of college, my kid just walked in the door from college. So I'm going to run away. But
go be a good
so
mommy.
Much.
Well, you know,
thank you.
Yeah, it's you know, I think we've done justice to this time, and I so appreciate everyone for coming aboard. And if there are no other questions, raise your hand or forever. Let it go.
Forever yeah. Keep it lowered.
Yes, forever keep it lowered. So, Rob, again, thank you for hosting. Committee members, I love you all, and I so appreciate you. And so thank you, everybody, and my husband. Thank you for joining.